eating matzah? We'll then go into a really important question. It's more of a halacha slash foundation of what it is when we do Ratzon Hashem. And then we'll go to some Divrei Haggadah as we begin our Pesach Purim. The theme this year is going to be Achila. We talk about eating matzah, we'll talk about eating maror, talk about over the next couple of weeks, Achilas Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, as we will see, is unique that you have to eat it al hasayva, you're satisfied. It's not just eating it like other karbanas. I was preparing last night. We don't mention anywhere in our tefillah in Musaf about the Karban Pesach. Every yontif, all the karbanas are mentioned in Musaf. They're mentioned in our tefillah. Pesach is not mentioned. We'll Mitzvah discuss that. So there's a lot that's going to be focused on this achilas of eating the Karban Pesach. Many of you will recall the inyan of eating the Pesach. And sometime, I don't know if we're going to speak about it. At some point, we will. I don't know before Pesach, but we did discuss in the past how we went to Eretz Yisrael on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question is, what did we do there? So I spent more time on that this year. Was it only, did we bring the Karban Pesach? Did we ate the Karban Pesach there? I'll see if it's going to work into the drasha or not. But we begin with the halacha of achilas matzah, how it's so different than other mitzvahs, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's learn the Mechaber in Tav Tayin Hei. Very important for us as we do make a bracha of achilas matzah, but this concept of kavana. Does it mean every second we're thinking about we're eating the matzah? Why we're eating the matzah? We may be eating matzah. It's very different. Says the Mechaber like this: Achol matzah. And I did see one of the Sfarim does write that bizman hazeh. Yes, we have a mitzvah to eat Shabbos, but that's an einig. It's not really in the Torah. There is no mitzvah bizman hazeh of eating except for matzah. Yontif v'samachta v'chagecha. It's not clear. What does that mean? Ein simcha l'basa. But there's no clear. There's no pasuk that says eat. But matzah be'erev ta'ichlu matzah. So the only mitzvah to ever eat the whole year is going to be Pesach Seder night. We can start stretching Purim. Once again, it's Divrei Kabbalah. People are using like the Ma'aser Simcha. Once again, I didn't say eat. So there's no mitzvah of eating. And here, of all the mitzvahs, the Mechaber says, if you eat without kavanah, you're going. Let's say you were forced by goyim. I listed lachol. Why? Even Shalala Pesach. I know that it's Pesach. And I know that I have to eat matzah. Strange. He doesn't have any kavanah, but he knows that it's Pesach, and he knows that it's the matzah. But he's just eating the matzah without any kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you think it's a weekday, or you thought that it's not matzah, then you're not yaitzah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Yatzi Deichei Vasa. And this is very important, this Mishnah Berurah. If the person says straight out, I don't want to be Yaitzah the mitzvah, that's worse. After the Garat Tvei, after then, I am having Anah, and I'm not Yaitzah Matzah. Matzah without Kavanah is still Yaitzah. Why? Don't we hold mitzvah speaks Kavanah? And in Halacha, without delving back into that Sugya, we hold by mitzvah Deiraisa, mitzvah speaks Kavanah, by the Rabbanans, maybe mitzvah saying speaks Kavanah. But I just said that Achilas Matzah, Seder night, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's the one mitzvah that we have, d'oraisa, Seder night. Wine is again, Rabbanon. So the mitzvah we have is the mitzvah of Matzah. And that's Mishnah Berurah's question. Ah, forgot the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. So how could the person be Yotzeh without Kavanah? Kol Shekein Hacha. For sure, if he doesn't even want to eat, he's being forced. He's being forced to eat. It's very important because sometimes we're eating the matzah, we don't want to eat it anymore, especially the people sitting at the table. I can't eat matzah anymore. You don't want to eat. So I don't want to eat. So I'm a farshin. That's why it's so careful. Sometimes it's, I can't eat the afikam, which is our, we'll see, that is the mitzvah. So you're talking a farshin, the midi, the achila, you're eating. I mean, I'm having a hana. It's better. It's a chiddush. Because I'm eating and I'm enjoying, are you really enjoying? You don't want to eat it. I don't want it. I'm not. So it seems I don't want to eat it, but I'm still enjoying it. So that's other tvei, and it's like I'm having kavan. So based on the Mishnah Berurah, it's sad in the Gemara when I do something and I'm having hana. So then it's considered as I have kavana to do it, although I don't have kavana. The da becoming cholkin. There are many that argue on this. No, if you hold the mitzvah, what difference does it make if it's me the achila, the shar mitzvah? If you're not niskavim achila to do the mitzvah, lo yotza, and that's how the pre-chadish holds. So when we're eating the matzah, we're having in mind, and that's what you say, l'shem yichud, I'm eating the matzah because I want to be nekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. Even if you don't have in mind, the mechaber says you yotza, we're going to have to understand a little bit more how this works, l'fi the shittas of the mechaber, and therefore, the Bi'ur Halacha needs to first explain why, if I think that it's a, if you're telling me this svara, that you're eating, you're having hana. That's what we're going to see. The Pesach Achilas, the whole Achilas Pesach is eating. That's the whole reason. That we shechted Erev Pesach. We don't shecht it on Pesach. So we see that the Hakrav is not the Iker. It's the Achilas, which will then be able to lead us into a very, very important Yisoid. But the Bi'ur Halacha explain, ask the Kasha. If you think that it's weekday, then you know you. Why not? I'm having hana. Says the Mishnah Bi'ur Halacha. Afilu l'madam mitzvah tzichas kavana na'am le'yotza. Why not? Even and here he's saying even the one that says you don't need kavana and not yotza. And he brings out a raya from the Ran that holds mitzvah tzichas kavana. We know it's a huge machlokes what the final halacha is. Came avura with the raw and brings out all the and the Rabbeinu Yerochim and others who say, hey, the name of Alma mitzvah tzichas kavana. I'm the shavish. According to them, if you all mitzvah tzichas kavana, you can think it's chametz. You're also yotza. No, we do paskin anyway. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Let me show. We find the Rambam bringing down Abu the Shmuel the Machan al Chad the Midi Achilu. We have to say this chiddush that Achilu is different. So be makeul only Masha Mitzinu laHedja. We find the Hedja. But like Bishul Yad the Klal Shayon Pesach. We don't find that Halacha if you don't know it's Pesach at all. In the Gemara's case is where the guy enforced you. So the guy enforced you. So then we are gonna say. You knew that it's Pesach, so you knew something. But if you thought that it was a weekday, we're not extending it to that. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is you need somehow some idea what we're doing, what you're doing over here. If you don't think it's a mitzvah, how could you say that I'm having anah? I'm having anah from chametz, or let's be saying it, or it's a weekday. I have no idea that it's Pesach. Halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, someone's eating matzah, if they're going to think that it's a weekday, and I yaitza, if it's Pesach, and you're forced, you don't have any kavana, you yaitza, why? I, mitzvah, tzrichas kavana. When it comes to achil, I'm eating and I'm having hana, that's considered kavana. Strange. We have to see what this means. I would like to, well, I know this is, to me, it was fascinating to Yan Shua, because the island is also going to be fascinated by what we're about to do over here. We've always been taught, since we were in yeshiva, in high school, we learned different gemaras, and we were always been taught this concept of kaifin. Bez enforces you, and because they force you, you're doing the mitzvah, learned sign. So let's say a get. The man doesn't want to be get. What do you do? You force him. You force him. You're allowed to force. We're going to see that we force by many, many mitzvahs too. What the island is going to follow me over here is we're going to try to go through this. And this is more of a drop. This is the part of where it's delving into understanding the human being and understanding us, how we perform mitzvahs, and kavana. And you'll see a side this over here. If I was going to make a drush out of this, I could make a wonderful drush. But we're going to focus on right now, see how much time we have. We're going to focus on a pasuk that we read in this week's parasha. Says the Gemara, says the pasuk we just read. Im oyla karban, im abrokhi, being a karban oyla. Zachar, Tami Agrin, to Zachar. El Pesach, El Mayed, Yaakov, bring it to the Pesach, Lert Sinai, Lipnei Hashem. This word, Lert Sinai, Mitzvah Hashem, we will focus on in the Drasha. Obviously, Lert Sinai, you have to bring it L'Ratzon Hashem. You do it because of, this is what Hashem wants. That's what L'Ratzon is. I'm doing it, L'Ratzon Sinai, Lipnei Hashem. In the Agada, for those that want a little bit of a preview, in the Agada, we do say in the Bracha Asher Galanu, we're looking forward to the Beis HaMikdash when we can bring the Karbanos and the should be Lert Sinai. So the Mepharshim will say, we're looking forward to bringing the Karbanos. Obviously, it's Lert Sinai. What does that word mean? We're going to see something unbelievable. Mitzvah Shem during the Drasha. But what we're going to be learning here is the Gemara in Sefes Erechin. I use the Tartrima. It's just faster for me to copy and paste. Says the Gemara like this. Tan Rabban, Yakrivai, you force someone to bring your carbon. It says Lert Sinai. How can you force him? It says he has to do it al-Ratzon. So someone's chayiv a carbon. The Gemara says he's going to force him. Oh, okay. So kaifin isa, you force him to bring the carbon. Actually, I'm right. So we see this concept of forcing. He is the carbon. He doesn't want to bring it. We'll force him to bring the carbon. That's what the Gemara says. Not only that, there's Gemara Masechta Tzuvos. Look at this Gemara Masechta Tzuvos. Pei vav amid going. Let's say we tell someone make a sukkah. He doesn't want to make luluv, and he doesn't want to make. Gemara says an amid base. Let's learn the Gemara Masechta Tzuvos. Amid base right on the top of the page. Makin Isa, you force him. We see this concept of forcing. Makin Isa ach etetenach. So by get, I understand. Someone has to give a get. The guy doesn't want to give a get. You force him to give a get. And we learn halachas when you're allowed to force or not. You don't just force someone to give a get. There has to be a reason why he needs to give the get. According to the halacha, he maybe is being abusive. The cases are very, very not, there's not many times we can force. It's gotten out of control and out of hand. But there are certain times you're allowed to force. We force someone. I get it over there. But how do you force to do a mitzvah? So someone has to do a mitzvah. You're telling him, you know what? You don't want to sit in a sukkah. Let's just learn that that's shot in the Gemara. Mitzvah sukkah. I don't want to sit in a sukkah. Says that Gemara. Clearly, the Gemara says, Makinaisa, you force him to sit in the sukkah and he's yaitz in the sukkah. All of you are going to ask me this question. What's going on over here? What do you mean? How can you force him to sit in a sukkah? Where's his kavanah? He doesn't want to sit. He's telling you he doesn't want to sit. So you're forcing him to sit in the sukkah. How does that work? So let's learn a Gemara. Let's just review over here. We learned here that if a person says that he doesn't want to do it, he eats matzah without kavana, he's being forced by the goyim. He's yaitza. Why is he yaitza? Because he has hanah. So that's good by matzah. What about on the Gemara over here? I'm not eating. So we're for. This is what we have to figure out. We're forcing someone to do a mitzvah. Someone doesn't want to wear tefillin. Force him to wear tefillin. Kaifanai, force him to wear tefillin. Why are you forcing him to wear tefillin? So you'll all tell me, because deep down, that's how we learned in high school, yeshiva. Deep down, he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. So he's rebelling. He doesn't want to do Ratzon Hashem. But really deep down, so we'll force him to wear tefillin. We'll force him to keep Shabbos. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Let's learn the Gemara. Let's go to Rosh Hashanah now, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And we are going to learn this Gemara that the Mechaber really referenced. But we are going to see a Chiddush Gadol over here, and really, again, if the Olam wants me to go into the drush of this, we could, but we will soft try to stick to what the Gemara says here, which is a Gemara, which is it's complex. This case of kafel v'achal, you force someone to eat matzah, forced him to eat matzah yotza. Says the Gemara, kafu ma, who forced him? Elam a kafu shade, there were demons coming, and they forced him. It must have been something common. The Gemara is bringing it up, so it must have been that it was common to have shade them, and shade them are going to force you to eat matzah. Says the Gemara, how could you say about time went in a brayse? If the shade is taken over his body, so then he's a shaita. So how could he be yaitz in a mitzvah? That's the Gemara. It can't be kafu shade. Says the Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi said the parsayim forced him. Parsayim forced him. My question to you is like this. Who cares who forced him? What about if it's Jews? Why have to be guys? Why can't it be that Jews forced him to eat it? I just told you, you force someone to do a mitzvah. So why can't the Gemara be talking about that a Jewish person, the guy's sitting up to say it, there doesn't want to eat matzah. I'm sitting with a kid that doesn't want to eat matzah, and I force him to eat the matzah. Why can't that be? And the Gemara says that if you force someone to eat matzah, why is the Gemara talking about guy? And the Mechaber therefore uses the same thing. Ansu Akum, I list him. Now, list him is unclear who that's referencing. Is it Yo, who's an Ajum?
Oh.
My Shaila Teralelo here is only because I need to say a Chiddush Gadol here. Why is it that he's being, why is the Gemara talking about Goyim are forcing? What's wrong with Jews forcing him to eat? Comes along the Sefer Yom Teruah. Says like this Amar Ravashi, Shekafer Kasha. He asked his Kasha. I might not get Parsayim, Lema Yehudim. He doesn't want to eat. Shulai right to Lechol Matzah. And Jewish people force him to eat. He brings my Gemara. I didn't realize it, but he brings the Gemara in Ksubis. And he says, "Avo mitzvah saseh heben shamalei asay sukkah bein aisa alma yaita asiyas a mitzvah bal karchas afilu shaloi aymar." He doesn't say right sani. The davka the carbon the gemushan being on dilma right sani. He has to say the words right sani. We don't find by get he has to say right sani. We don't find he has to say right sani anywhere else. So why can't it be a Jew? Look at his teres chiddush gadol, how he looks at this. If it would be a Jew, if it's a Jew forcing another dude to do a mitzvah, look at what he says. Yesh leimer. I'm going to have to ask me kashas on this. This is what he says. Why? I could have kavanah for you. This guy doesn't want to do mitzvah, but I can go ahead and have kavanah for you, and my kavanah works for you. So you don't want to do the mitzvah. I will force you to do the mitzvah, and my kavanah works for you. Look at the words. That's what he says. He brings a raya. He brings a gemara mesechta. The gemara is about a nida that doesn't want to go to the mikvah. So you force her to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Elazar says, tar lebesa. She can't eat chum of it. She's good for to go home. Isha, what? Whose kavanah is working here? This other woman's kavanah is working for the mikvah. I tfilas nida needs kavanah. You need kavanah. Kavanah chaver to mayolah. The kavanah of a friend. Well, ki I had this case actually Friday. I don't want to talk about too many personal case, people calling me up. There was a case this Friday, actually similar to this, that there was a little, this woman is scared and she has trauma and she just didn't want to do it. Could someone else have kavanah for her? So you could force it. Difficult to talk about it now. At a different time, I don't know, you'll hear what the story that happened.
How about yours? Would that help also?
Yeah. Oh, so Tyrus maybe is different because maybe she's not a Jew yet. I can't have kavanah for her. She's a guy. An unbelievable story Friday. See, the person called me. I said, please call me back last night to tell me what's going to end up happening. But as Zion well knows, I can't talk about it right now. Unbelievable, because normally they don't call me back. Normally people don't call me back. Someone in five towns said, Korbe Shifumbao is going to give you an aid to what to do. Anyway, I didn't know what to say. They called me right away. I said, call me back. Anyway, they called me back an hour later on. I thought about it. Actually, after the Shema, I said something. And it was what I said. I don't know what I was. Hashem put something in my mind to say. I said, "Do me a favor, call me back after Shabbos to let me know what happened." They couldn't believe it. They called me back and they thanked me. It worked, partially worked. So the Mechaber says the Sefer Yehoshua like this. So he says, "Harei the Isha the Anso l'char afilu mando tefilas nida." So let's go to the bottom line. See the bottom line? Im Yehudim kafu shita di yaitza. Says he pashi ye yaitza. Afilu tema de mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Ah, mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Says the I'm sure. It's fine. Because I've conforced you. Oh, so what's the Gemara's Kiddush now? Goyim come along. Their kavana won't work. Oh, Goyim's kavana doesn't work. So, what's the Gemara's Shailiv? Gemara wants to know. But they're forcing you to do it. Are they, if they force you to do it, says the Gemara, Lefi, the Gemara of Eiter, it's Achila. So once again, according to the Yom Tshuva, I could have Kavanah for you. You're doing a mitzvah. You're sitting at a table, and I give you matzah. How's this working? They're forcing him to eat the matzah. So because I'm putting it in the mouth, let's say I'm sitting at a table with someone who doesn't have no machshavas, nothing at all. And I'm sitting in a sukkah to be mekayem to sukkah. My kavanah could help, just because you are sitting at the table with me. How is this working? Comes along Darth, and he doesn't understand this altogether. He says, "What's going on over here? I have kavanah for somebody else." Look at Darth now. Look Darth now. Lani is daiti, right? The Darth doesn't chav. The eich shayich the acher mechuvim b'shviloi. Who the name of them acher oisem. Someone else can go do something for me. Umayshno kavanah mi'maisa. What's kavana different than ma'isa? In kavana, tzricha la'ma'isa. If you need the kavana and the ma'isa, either raya from an isha, nido is going to the mikvah. Ain't raya. The shama kavana. What do you need by a mikvah? You have to know that she wants a mikvah properly. She doesn't have to have any haichik kavanas. Then why kavah the kivna? If she doesn't have kavana, what are we afraid? Shema dilmalai. Maybe she didn't keep the dina chatzitza. Kavana there is we want to make sure she went to the mikvah properly. But there's no kavana le mitzvahs nida tvila. I can have kavana. I can make sure she went to. That's what a mikvah lady is. I make sure they did it properly. So that works. But to go ahead and say that it works, I the Gemara. So now he has the how does he learn out Gemara? I the Gemara in Ksubis. Mashik shadashim in Ebrais in Ksubis the kafu ma'il. How does tfila work? If you're telling me, so again, Lefida Yanshu, I could have kavanah for you. But according to Rashi, I could have kavanah for you. You're one person, I'm another person. Ani yazdai yeshloimar, the sham loy kasa, what are you forcing him to do? Doesn't say to sit in the sukkah. You're forcing him to make a sukkah. You're forcing him to buy a lulav. They ain't a right to live nicely sukkah. Oh, I can force someone to buy a lulav. I can force someone to buy a sukkah. You don't need kavanah for that. Sets according to the Aruch Haner in a Hanami, I cannot go ahead and have kavana to somebody else. I all these gemaras about forcing. The gemara by forcing is talking about forcing to prepare for the mitzvah. Then he actually the Aruch Haner says I found the ridva, or the, he must have didn't have the ridva in his possession. Then he says shuv al yadi ridva. For Isi also asks this question of why doesn't it say Yisraelim? Tirit, he says like this, he's married the Gisai. He says also the Ibn Bezin Shal Yisrael, Vadek, Kivan David, once he's doing it, Gamar Bachel Shem Mitzah. Because he wants to listen to the Chachamim, which I don't get. This person doesn't want to do it. So now all of a sudden, he's, I don't understand the Ritva. He's Bezin's forcing him. So he wants to listen to the Chachamim. Who said he wants to listen to the Chachamim? But that's what the Ritva says. So it means deep down, he really wants to do it. Then we're going into the Rambam, deep down, he wants to do it. The Kitzer Amaisa, what do we see from over here? We have two terutz himself. We're going to learn the Devar Chaim, we're going to learn the Moshe Mordechai, we'll learn the other Achrayim over here. Because it's a very important insight here. According to the Yom Teruah, I could have Kavana for you. Maybe I could only have Kavana for you because I'm it has to be the Pshat. I'm doing something. The Ansu, I'm forcing you in the mikvah, so I'm connected to you. I'm giving you something to eat. So if I put the food in the mouth of someone who is not to Chiddush, because if I have someone then who maybe is a Shaita, and that's really the question over here. Why can't I, my kavana help for them? So in a hospital, someone's question came up. They don't know what they're doing. So should we feed them matzah? We should not feed them matzah. Why not? According to the Yom Teruah, I'll feed them matzah. I'm having kavana for them. My kavana will work. And it could be, you know, that you don't even need the svar of the gemara, because like we just said, many are arguing over there on the bir halacha, like the bir halacha says, you need kavana. So maybe I should have kavana for them. I should feed them. I should put the food in their mouth. And by me feeding them, my kavana works. He's so gadol. Comes a Divrei Chaim. Look at this Divrei Chaim, and he says, also, he's trying to figure out what's going on over here. Ach Divrei Milas, he's quoting the Aruch Haner and others. The my kashalei, the filam mitzvah srichas kavana, in kaif, you know, it's a person, yatza. Why? Because we say, the agav, I'd say, gomer, mechavin. We say, he's being forced, and he has kavana. And of course, he asked the question, what does that mean? By get, it works. I can force someone to give a get. I just need him to say right side. I don't need kavana. Here, you need more than that. Frek the Divrei Chaim, that's what he doesn't understand. His question is, Tuva, Eich Yalazois, Aldas Loima, how is a child? Halo Yadina Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Shemachavin, I want to do Ratzon Hashem. He doesn't want to do Ratzon Hashem. Same also question on the Yom Teruah. He doesn't want to do it. He's being forced. How would his mind kavana work? And then you go right through there. He says, you have to have kavana to do Ratzon Hashem. Lecho matzah layadarav. He doesn't want to do it. They nice him to shame cloud. He brings out the Pnei Yeshua, Kai Gavin, Kuliyam, Liyatzel, Lishita Sa'aymim, the Tamid the Rabbein Yaina. If you're mechubin, Shaloi Latzeis, Layatzel. Bahacha, he's mechubin, clearly, Shaloi Latzeis. So how are you Yaitzes? In different times, he doesn't understand. How in the world can you be yaitzah if the whole halacha doesn't make sense? He doesn't have a shot in the halacha. Halacha is tzarech yin gadol. How does it work? Comes along the Moshe Mordechai, and he also is trying to figure out how this works. Just want to show you, he there's a couple of parts to the Moshe Mordechai where he talks about Talmud Torah, and he wants to know, does kfiyah work? If this concept works, that you can force someone, so should you force someone to learn Torah? Force him to learn. Kid doesn't want to learn. Force him to learn. So either my kavana could work for him because I want him to learn, we don't find any fear for Talmud Torah. Maybe we do. So I just want to show you the Mari Diki Yisayid. He says like this in the Lushe Mordechai, Asher Nedbaranu Yachtav Al Dabe Mashlan Isbar Bepaiskim Lini Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Im Kaifin Kavai Yisov. Why don't we force people to learn? Kimay B'Shar Mitzvah. The Mevor B'Kamaduft in the Kaifin. He brings down the Gemara Ksuvus Lulav Sukkah. Maishna Talmud Torah. What about Talmud Torah? Azegi ledaiti the efshalach of Azeg. Why? First, he says because maybe the person's thinking in Torah. How do you know he's not? Dilma b'machshav he's thinking. So you're forcing him to learn, but were you forcing him to do something that maybe he's anyway doing and it's here. Here, Torah is good. Comes the levushem mordechai v'shatni dizel. That's only feres kedibur dami. So machlokes kamal heres lav kedibur dami. So he goes into a whole discussion over here. By Talmud Torah, obviously it backfires anyway. So maybe you could tell me by other mitzvahs, fine. You force him to sit in the sukkah, you force him to eat matzah, you could all force him to do. But Talmud Torah, if we're looking at the Limud HaTorah so he wants, there is a Mardik, a Yisayid in the Gemara and Tainus that we don't force, but people always ask me, should you bribe? Should you bribe a kid to learn? Because he really doesn't want it. If we see that you need to have the right machshavas, so should you bribe? It's a Rashi in Masechta Tainis, and Rashi says, and parents always ask me this, it's a Rashi says, you could bribe them to go to yeshiva. Because the Gemara says, hey, the kids didn't want to go, they gave them fish. In those days, they gave fish. Today, we give them candies. So if you want to get your kid doesn't want to go to yeshiva, you can say, listen, you go to yeshiva, I'll buy you ice cream today. So you're getting them to go to the yeshiva. Don't bribe them to learn, because that's not, then it's not kavana. My kavana can't help. So I can bribe them to get there. Once they're there, we have to hope that they're going to learn with the right, as time goes on. But to bribe them to say, you know what, if you're going to finish the Masechta, we're going to do this. No, what are you bribing to do that? While you're learning with them, listen to me. And if you're going to learn, and you're going to, yeah, I could bribe them to say, if you finish the Masechta, because I'm not bribing them in the actual learning itself. Oh, listen to me of that. You could get them to do it, that you're allowed to do. But in
Does
the
it go?
actual Limud HaTorah, then what are you doing? What's
Doesn't
the
go to
point?
Yisrael to Loilishma Boilishma?
No, because Lo Lishma means I still want to do it. I maybe want to do it for a different reason. I want it for this reason, but if it's mamish, I don't want to do it. So what, then that's like the Gemara here. I don't want to do it. So what are you forcing? Forcing doesn't work if the person doesn't want to do it. We see over here it does. So that's what the Hushamorach, we find by Torah that we don't find that. We don't say ever force someone to learn Torah. You could force someone to do a mitzvah. When it comes to Torah, it has to be that they want to, when you can get them again to go here, and then if you stay up at night and Shavuos, good, then I'll do this and this. I'm getting it, but not the limud itself. The limud, I'm not saying, listen to me and concentrate. You have to want to do that. So,
But a little bit more coaching is probably good for us too.
a little bit more kosher would be, that's for sure.
That's a big
That's for sure. Halach, at the end, we see if we go back to the Yom Teruah and others do bring this svara down, we see this concept of having kavanah for others. And I always want, why do I want to go through this? Because for the drasha, it's going to be, we need to see that we're able to, in Klal Yisrael, Arvus, somehow, according to the Yom Teruah, is able to help me have kavanah for somebody else. So I can go ahead and do something here, and my kavanah will help for somebody else if I'm connected somehow. I'm doing it together with him. So if I do something with someone else, then I can be connected. Obviously, if you're sitting here and I'm here, I can't have kavanah for you. But if together, kafu is that I'm doing something, I am a part of what's going on here in your life, then my kavanah can help for you. We therefore go now to a Meirid, we discussed this a long time ago, but I want to come back to because, again, this is all my prep for the drasha. So we're going to learn about a carbon tithe now, and we're going to learn about what's going to be in the Zman of Mashiach. And we're going to learn a very important yisoid. It says the Medrash like this, Medrash Rabbah. It's this week's parsha, so that's why I figured. Let me take last week's parsha, this week's parsha, Pesach, and this is all my prep for this week. Let's learn the Medrash in this week's parsha, Parshas Tzav. Rav Pinchas, Rav Levi, Rav Yechim, Hashem, Rav Nachman, the Galil. What's his name? The Galil, the Asid Lavi. It's going to Rav Nachman was you know, not too many other Rav Nachmans that you find. The Galil, the Asid Lavi. It's going to come out in Asid Lavi. Kol HaKabbanis B'Teilim. There's not going to be any Kabbanis Lasa Lovah. Carbon Taida in a bottle. We're going to have the carbon Taida. Kol HaTfilas B'Teilis. We're not going to daven anymore. But saying thank you is not going to be bottle. So all our tefillahs are going to be, we don't need. What do we need to daven for? Parnasa. We all have Parnasa. We're not going to have to daven, it seems, Hashem to forgive us because we're not going to do Averis. Medrash says, look at the head of the Medrash. Unbelievable Medrash. Kol Sasan, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasam, Kol Kala, Kol Oimrim. Haydu Hashem Tzavakos. Zuhayda. That's a Haydah. Maybe in Taid, the base Hashem, that's a carbon Taid. That we will do. There is man of Mashiach, Kol Sasa, Kol Simcha, there's going to be weddings, and there'll be, and we'll see at the end of the Shia tonight, I hope you say it over there to say that, there's going to be many weddings. And we're going to say, thank you Hashem. Zuhayda. Talk about thank you Hashem too, how it's overused these days. That will be part of the Drasha too. Zuhayda. Maybe in Taid, the base Hashem, Zeh carbon tayyib. Look at the mechaber. I don't have to remember this mechaber. It's the most important mechaber in our tefillah. Mizmor l'sayda. Yesh lahem b'negina. You should sing it. Right? When you say mizmor l'sayda, you should sing it as a mizmor l'sayda. A little of a negin. Not just say the words. It's a little bit of a song. What? Yesh lahem b'negina. Mechaber says, I'm not reading you a medrash here. This is in halacha. In Shulchan Aruch. Why should we sing it? Shekol Hashir Sastil, everything is going to be batel. No Ozzy Hashir, no more Halalukas. We're not going to say any of that. Chutz mi mizmor l'sayda. The only mizmor we're going to say is man of the Mashiach is Mizmar Masaydin. That's all we're going to sing. So we might as well sing it now too, because we're going to sing it then. So sing it now. So don't just say it. That's why we stand. We stand, we sing it, we have a little bit of a tune to it, and therefore we need to understand what this means. What does this mean? That in the days of Mashiach, we're only going to say Mizmar Masaydin. And it's a medrash. And Halach is telling us because of that, because now, we also have to sing it differently. Okay, so on the top of the sheet, you can see the question. I'm sure you'll ask me this question. We said in Musaf davening on Thursday, Shalom Farshim, in Kol Kabanas Asinu is batel. You're telling me this medrash says all Kabanas are batel? So why in Musaf on Rosh Chodesh do we say, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, U'machtich Elanu, T'midi Kisidra, U'musafim Kil Chasam. What do you mean? There's no Kabanas. Every Rosh Chodesh in our Mus and in our Mus of davening on a Yantif, we also davening that Hashem should build a Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, let's have the Beis HaMikdash and we'll bring the Kabanas. Fine. No, the Medrash doesn't say this. There's no kabbanis. The Mishnah, the according to Chabad said, not the Chabad. I'm sorry, the Medrash. Medrash says, "Call a kabbanis the tailor." Kabbanis ain't a bottle. Need new kabbanis. No, because they're saying that there should be tmidim kisidron. They should go back. Umesap kill chasam the way the Muslims are brought. I mean, that's what it says. So, in order to answer this question, it's complicated because there's not. Going to look at the Yifei Tayyar. The Yifei Tayyar is on the Medrash. So let's go to the Yifei Tayyar on this Medrash. The Yisayit, because people, wherever I go, they ask these questions. At least the Olam here will have some Yisayit that you could answer to other people. The Yishlaim, but the what I want to share with the Olam is something that you'll say over Seder night. You definitely keep everybody up. If the goal is to keep up, you're going to hear something to keep everybody up. Especially the women. They're going to want to hear this. The Yishlaim, the Betel and Lav Davka, they're not going to be bottled. Elam Yishun, the loss of Chiyus Alev, I'm sorry, we're not going to have Yitzhara. Yeah, there's a few. There'll be a little chet. You have to understand what that little means, but it'll be little because of the kaitim chet on the Marishan. There's also chet was in the world. There'll be a little, not a lot. L'chein, so yimtzu shar kabanas avayim achet aderach harachuk. Kabanas for averas are going to be far and between. Like I said, I'll show this yesterday. You're not going to want to do it. There won't be any shaygigs anymore. There might be a few people that are currently evil shaygig. Ushlamim, but you can bring a carbon shlamim, that's for sure. Lazeh, yeah, ki'ilu, it's like their bottle. What does it mean? It's like, it's a chiddush. Not that it's going to be bottle, it's going to be far in between. There will be a few, but not a lot. He asked the kasha, when Mashiach comes, no skos, no chayvah. Mashman, there's no bechira anymore. Well, what's a chay? Well, it's a chay. What am I bringing a carbonis for? Kvar kosafti, first of all, it's the efshir shagod dahi enemiskel. We don't agree with that. There will be chay. Even when Mashiach comes, it's not like, okay, there's no Bechir anymore. It's much like it's, Ba'ayge Shlaim, look into the second Teretz. Ba'ayge Umay Sa'ayelam, Yintzabeh, and Achet. Da'ayim are going to have Chet, going to see an awesome. Ba'kabonah Shebit Taira. You know what all these Kabonahs are going to be brought for? Taira's not bottled. Yiskayim Ubam, She'iz Gairu. They're going to be Megair, or they're going to have to come bring their Kabonah. The Aviyu Kabonah is Ki Yisrael, B'zman Azeh. Aye, we're not Makabal Gair, Rabbi Maisa Mashiach. We know that, we're not Makabal Gair. Ma'aleh, yeah, we're not Makabal them. But if on their own, they're going to be Megayer, whatever that means, we're going to accept them. So we're not looking to go convert. We're not going to go out there and have all these different kiruvs going on. That we're not doing. We're not. But if they're going to do it on their own, and how can they do it on their own? They still have to come to us. They have to accept. They need to come. So you have to understand, literally, the answer, the translation would be is, Ein Mekabal Geirim is, we're not in groups. If this individuals are going to come and they're going to convince us, it's not like the Eruv, right? We came as a whole group. We all want to convert. Well, that we're not doing. But if someone on his own is going to say and come and means it and he's sincere, it's a different story. That's one. So it comes out, according to the faith, all the kabbanas are only for Gaim that are coming to be Gaim. For us, not. And then he says another Yisrael. The faith says another Yisrael. But what Ari said is totally something else. Amnam Yeshlash, getting seen in our Kabbanas. There's no Kabbanas Yechidim. What does it say, bottle? That's Kabbanas Yechidim. But Musaf and the Kabbanas that are going to deal with the Tzibur, so then there'll be Kabbanas too. But name up, the Lamayr Betul Sikhul Shal Yisrael, Avalam Yuchedesh Yishachul Yechidim, Saras, Chayla, that Tfila you're not going to have. We don't need that Tfila. But Avadit is going to be the Musaf and the Kabbanah Siba that we're going to have. Comes the Rokhaim Zaitzik, and he says he doesn't understand. In loss of love, when you tell me we're not doing averes, you tell me based on the, according to one teretz, a little averes, other teretz is we're not doing. There's no bechir anymore. So why are we bring? I don't know if Daniel has a teretz to this. Please tell me. What kavanah we bring in the future? Only mizmal asayid. What do we bring in mizmal? What's kaida for a person that's across the yam, a person that went through the midbar, a person that was sick. It, all these people are not getting, crossing the Yam when Mashiach comes. What's an assignment? What are you afraid is going to happen to? You know, those people are doing something where Hashem could punish them because of an avera that they did. But when Mashiach comes, I'm going to fly in an airplane. Tarot Yisrael, I don't have to bend Gaimel. It's not what I'm afraid is going to happen to me. If I cross the Midbar, what's going to happen to me? If I decide to go ahead, we're not having jail anymore anyway. No one's doing an avera, so we don't need someone's getting out of jail. Sick? No one's going to get sick either. So I already took out all four of them. So how could the Mechaber task him? That when Mashiach comes, we're going to sing Mizmor L'Sayda. What are we singing Mizmor L'Sayda for? What's the Mizmor L'Sayda? So Rabbi said, this is my gift to you. You take this home for Pesach as a gift. We design him my kasher. Kasher Mechaber. How could the Mechaber say that when Mashiach comes, we're going to, the only Mizmor we're going to sing is Mizmor L'Sayda. Why are we singing Mizmor L'Sayda for him? You sing all Mizmor L'Sayda is for those four people that have to bring a carbon tither. That's this week's parasha. Bring a carbon tither. But those four people are not going to have to bring a carbon tither. So why are we going to have to sing Mizmor L'Sayda? So you can answer me. I saw one sefer that says the Mizmor L'Sayda is going to be for all of Galus. Okay, so say it one time. Thank you, Hashem. All the times I was in Galus, you saved me and all that. Mizmor L'Sayda. Why do I have to say Mizmor L'Sayda every single day for? I already said thank you, Hashem. Right? We're in a world of thank you, Hashem. I did. I said thank you, Hashem. We're going to sing thank you, Hashem, every day.
That's an occasion every day, even now. We should all think back to all throughout the year. Hashem has been doing such great things for us.
But what if we bring carbon?
Right, what are we bringing carbon for? We're not bringing a carbon for. We're not bringing a carbon. The only carbon that's going to be left is a tither. I brought my carbon tither. How many carbon tithers do I have to bring? No, but the singing is because of in the place of the carbon tither. That's because of the message. Yeah, but that's going on the med. They all bring down the halach is based on the med. It says, call all. Call a kabbanis b'teilas, kabban b'teilas ain't a bottle. Call a tefillas, then the medrash puts it all together. All right, Rabbi say this is what the chiddush of the day is. Rabbeinu Bachi says in this week's parasha. So for the island that wants this week's parasha, parasha's agadol, you can say it in this week's parasha. For those that want to wait for Pesach, say it in Pesach. Karban taida is ba'al aneis. It's a thank you. In my yechayel and shabbat, maybe karban taida. And he brings a pasuk by yizduch zib chesayde v'sab ma'asabrina. We say it for those that say how you do. So you will remember this. You'll recall this passage. Aishar Simcha says Rabbeinu Bachya. You also bring a carbon taida when you make a wedding. Simchas Chasam Akala. Shenemar. Do you remember the passage we read a little while on this first side of the sheet? What's the medrash? Go back to the medrash on side one. The medrash on side one says that. Great. Go back to the lashon of the medrash. Yeah, because the medrash brings down. What's that referring to? That's a wedding. So in the says so comes the Rabbeinu Bach and says when you got married off your children, you need a carbon tithe. It was a big to be able to find the money to do it, to be able to watch them get married. You brought Yechidish, Rabbeinu Bach says there's a fifth one. There's a carbon tithe before Simchas. Good. Let me learn the Medrash to you. Medrash and Parashat Bereishis. This Medrash is mind-boggling. But if we learn these Medrashim, you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be busy with this. Help our children out. Shalos Rav Yosi Bar, and then the island is going to see with me the gift. Shalos Rav Yosi Bar Chalap, Dar Malay Lekami Yom Bar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisalam, how many days? Like 6 days. He had a sit, Tishet Yos HaShem. Amar Lay, Ma Waisa. Okay, what's God busy with now? This is what the Medrash says. Rav Yosi Bar Chalap, they ask, Shalos Rav Yosi Bar Chalap, What's Hashem doing? Amalai, look at this medrash. This week's in Parshas Vayetze, we find the medrash and we're going to use it with this week. Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yashem Zavig Zivugin. All Hashem is doing is Zavig Zivugin. Bita Shaplaini Luplaini, Ishtel Shaplaini Luplaini. That I don't want to give a shir on now. What does that mean? Ishtel Shaplaini Luplaini?
Almana.
Maybe. Very good. That would be the easy way to explain it. Mimainai Shaplaini Luplaini. Good. Mimainai Shaplaini Luplaini. Oh, he says, Amr Eloi. Oh, let's just read the message right. This woman says to him, Ha'am Nasai, Apani Chalos. I can go ahead and make Shidduchim, right? I can make Shidduchim too. Kama Avodim, Kama Shavim, Leish L'Shav. And in Yichalos, Amr Eloi. Okay, you think it's so easy. You see, right? Kasher the Kasher Baruch. No, it's difficult. So Kriyas Yamsuf. He took 1,000 avodim, 1,000 shvachis, he put them in a room. Amalei Yasuf Plainus, Plainus Tisa Plaini. He took Zivugim, and one night he tried to do it. Obviously, you go through the whole marriage day, nothing worked. It didn't work. None of them survived. None of them got married. None of their marriages worked. So the Medrash says that this is what HaKadosh Baruch is busy with. Oh, because Baruch is busy with in the days of Mashiach, Hashem's got to be busy with this too. He's got to be Mizavik Zivugim. Good, let's turn over the sheet then. Comes along, Baruch Rosenblum, I saw this in his sefer. What does the Pasuk say? What is Yechidim? Yechidim are those that are not married. Though, and they're mighty asirim. I spoke about this. Matir asurim. Look what he says like this. When you're alone, you're single. Mechunim asirim. We're called. They're in jail. They're prisoners. Very good. You might see Mimasa. Matir Asurim is Hashem undoes their being locked up in their homes. They can go out now. Anach and Chayshin Lev, we think the opposite. Sha'achri Achasana, we're in jail now, right? That's what we think. But he says, Abu Bimedish Mabur Shehepach, Kalayd Adam Baidi, when you're alone, you're in prison. Shazaychal is Chat and Yaitse Me'amasa, then in Cain, oh, Mayridik, Chalat Chay, Chosim Akal, Chayf Tohoyvis, why? They're getting out of prison. When they're alone, they're in prison. Now that they get married, they're out of their homes. They're out of their homes. They're mighty asirim. Oh, mighty, it comes now. So what's the carbon plate they're going to be about in the times of the Mashiach? Chosin and Kala. So that's why we're singing Mizmah L'Saida now, because in the Zman of Mashiach, there's also going to be Shidduchim. And what's our Kaddish Baruch Hu busy with? Mizavik Zivugim. Baruch and Zavik Zivugim. Why are we singing Mizmah L'Saida now, B'Shira? So if the Olam says the Mizmah L'Saida that you have in mind, that it's the Shira that Kaparos David Zivugim. What a, then you know, then you have your Kavana. I started with, we need Kavana. If we have the Kavana, it helps. Okay, good. We're going to think. Now we're singing Mizmah L'Saida. The Mizmah L'Saida is my Yechidish. The Mizmah L'Saida then is for the future, but I'm not finished. If you want to see a Meir Dik Yisrael, if you read this with me, I'm telling you, you say this different. I said this over, I was with Rabbi Feiner. We were sitting together. I said, Rabbi Feiner, I got to show you this. I have to show this message. He asked me to send it to him. I sent him an email. We saw this together, and how I got a hold of this is a good question. But I found this madrash, what happened, say, that Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there were no one was getting married there, because imagine, you have a avodim, the girls didn't have any clothing to wear. So there was a very, very limited amount of shidduch going on. I'm reading you the Neis Hashvi. We're going to read this together. Look at the new shot and why we borrow clothing from the Egyptians. What do we need clothing for? We need Egyptian clothing for? Ha'neis ha'shvi. And why my on Shabbos, you're going to hear from me, I came across a Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz that's going to tell us something special about this year. We don't prophesize, but at least somehow we can feel good about it. We know that there's a pasuk in the Haftarah that says, ki mei tzeizcha me'eretz Mitzrayim came, just like we left Mitzrayim. That is what's going to happen on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So too in Golus, the similar is going to happen. So if the Olam listens to this, to those that are Shachanim, you tell your wives, to those that have children, you pay attention to this, you daven when you say Vanitzak for what takes place, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what took place Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem, tonight, you talk Kimei Tzaisa. Just like it happened Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm telling you, it's Maridik, it told others to do this. The Belzer Rebbe also speaks about this Vanitzak, we all know that. But if you know this Medrash, and the Chabad Chaim says, come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Medrash, so then your gates of heaven are opened up on Pesach, because that's when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov. So we know the V'yitin L'chol Kimi Tal HaShemayim. But come, the Chabad Chaim says, come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Taina. Say, you said, Kimei Teischa. Let's read the Medrash together. She'nosan Hashem Chein Yisrael Bein Yipar Mitzvah Mishim. They gave off the clothing. Kari gets up, Vahu, Bahva, the blindly saw, Kumitum, Taikami, Vaishaman, Karla, Paravada, Knisam, Erlam, Nashim, Lamsu, Sisola, Ruman. Women had no clothing. Blay Malvish Vailam, Amru, 8 nights of Suez Vanashim. How can we take these girls that are not wearing any clothing, Pat, and they have to serve Hashem? Miyad, we're going to speak about this in a different vein. Hifnis Hashem Ruach, Bene Paro, there was Chain. They found Chain, Vahimer. Hi, oh, they're going, was Vayach Lashain, to David, let's go give them clothing. Sharelish Pari thinks they're coming back in 3 days. Remember, we spoke about this years ago. Pari is letting them go. You think that was what Moshe Rabbeinu originally said? Paray commands all of the Mitzrayim, give them clothing. The heavy lamaisha kadesh yabes. So they give them the clothing. This is Makas Bukharis at night. Let's not forget. This is when it's taking place. Look, let's go Viking. Right? Just goes Viking. Chaynasu, Kolabab, Kol Shchem. Say all the neighbors. Achimola b'teim shayso. They're full of clothing. Vilbishu lebanis. They gave it to the girls and to the boys. Thanks to Hashem. Nosan as chaim. The pasuk says chaim be'en mitzvayim b'Hashem. I'm going to speak about this pasuk about the drush in a different way. Va'amru va'karchach the Yisrael mishum asay. Brings the Gemara over there. We clean them out. Look at this now. Uvishvil shem mitzvayim hilbishu Yisrael b'kasam rim. They went and helped us get dressed. So look forward. They end up being buried after Kriyas Yamsov. Shem l'cha'arim and ameis mechatzay mida keneged mida. Oh, look at the next paragraph. Rais Yisrael habachurim. Now the young children, the young adults, see the women wearing clothing. What clothing are they wearing? Nice Egyptian clothing. Ubenesei emelavashim called galvdavar kshutei ka'ada, wearing jewelry. Oh, they got married. Amnu beneschatnu. They made shidduchim that night. You see you besuloi shalem lebachurim, but the night you see Mitzrayim, you hear this? But also chupas usimcha gedaylo shaloi tiyin kamayu ad bias melach Mashiach. It was the chupas and weddings going on that night. Will never happen until Mashiach comes. Cholzei yashlan arayi brings a raya from Yecheskel in the Avtaira. Oh, kol sasin kol simcha kol chasin. He gear ace, and then he goes into the Medrash. Didn't have any mitzvahs. So that night. So someone asked me, a good child, it doesn't say, well, say to the people, we're not allowed to leave the home. So how do they make weddings that night? But I found the Medrash, only the men were not allowed to leave. They didn't have a right to go see the Egyptians die. We went out of because of Bishul Nashim Tekaniyos. They were allowed to walk out. So the women walked out. The women walked out. They, men, said, come in. They made weddings that night. There were more weddings that night than any other night. So it's Mesugal for this Mizmar L'Saida. Maybe that's why everything said, and not that's why. This is why. Everything said tonight is four. How many people bring the carbon tiger? Four. Now we have a fifth. I say that's shot in the fifth cup. We have five cups. What's the fifth cup? The fifth cup is for the Mashiach. What's the fifth cup for? Mizavik Zivugim, because that's what we're going to say Mizmah L'Saida for. It's all for the Mizavik Zivugim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to be Mizavik Zivugim. Say tonight, you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like when we were in Mitzrayim, that was this man Mesugol for Chasanus and for this mighty Asirim. Let's be zeicher that our children, our grandchildren, we should be able to participate in their simchas, and it should be a night of where we have the bracha and the mazel.